Today we're discussing Sean Schimmel, talking about Dragon Ball Daima and Sparking Zero, as well as actual just Dragon Ball Daima episode 3 titled Dragon Ball Daima Dotto. Cue the intro.
Nano.
Dotto, what's up, man?
Nothing much.
Dude,
why did we meet up to record this podcast again?
we're actually recording this early in the day for me, which means it's like actually technically more early in the day for you than it is late at this point, right?
We're starting with this? Yeah, I'll admit this might be the most crazy. I mean, this is the wildest start to a podcast ever for me because Nano hits me up. He's like, you trying to cut this Daima podcast right now? But what does that mean for me, Nano? That means that I was two strong zeros deep alcoholic beverage in Japan, laying on my leather couch watching OG Game Grumps, thinking of better times, bro. And then you hit me up. And the reason I delayed, bro, is because I had to sober up a little bit. You know, I didn't want to come out here,
is that a little tipsy. Okay.
I didn't want to come out here a little tipsy, Nano. I got to remain professional, especially since you had that whole conversation about how you kind of think our friendship's falling apart. Maybe we should take a step back from that and just kind of rely more on the professional side of things. So that's why I had to delay it a little bit. But yeah, this is the earliest we've ever seen a Sparking Zero episode. And I still almost got spoiled on Twitter. I didn't.
Chat, he said Sparking Zero. You know where his brain is at.
Shit. I just spent 5 minutes trying to thumbnail a Sparking Zero video. You got to forgive me, bro. Daima. I can't believe I did that on the week where the episode is titled Daima.
Daima, man. It is actually titled Dragon Ball Daima. And it was fantastic. And you guys know that we got a lot to talk about. Matter of fact, one of the things we got to talk about is we got to start taking notes when we do these because there's so much to these episodes. Like,
bro,
it's crazy.
They just be making shit up. They be making shit up all the time in Daima, bro.
Dude, I think one of the craziest things is that you and I, again, we've been doing this podcast for over a year. We've been doing this Dragon Ball rewatch. And,
Jesus.
And the thing is, with the rewatch, like, we don't really need to take notes because there are some episodes where there's maybe one notable thing that happens. So, like, what is there to take notes on? You watch an episode of Dragon Ball Daima, and I really should have a notepad out doing, okay, Third Realm, Demon King, okay, this. You know what I mean? There's, like, 7 or 8 or 10 notable things in each episode that you need to remember to discuss. When in the rewatch, it's like Goku split or Piccolo split himself out and fought himself. I saw someone, by the way, quote tweet that the other day, and I almost said, "Oh no, not dueling Piccolos! Keep it away!"
I'm upset because the amount of podcasts we've done in the Z rewatch where we literally say like we do a whole 50 minutes and they're like, "Oh yeah, and this happened too, and that happened, and that happened, and that was it." So the end of the podcast. In this one. Bro, I wonder if it has to do with the fact that we just are so comfortable and have so much like time spent in the universe of Dragon Ball Z that like, and maybe I'm wrong, but like these major plot things will come up because in the filler, like we'll get tripped up in the filler because we're just not familiar with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, like whatever, dude, like we get to Namek, we know that, Namekians, we know that. But in Daima, like the one this week, which I'll just, and then because we're going to do something else. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. But they literally just slip some shit in there every week, bro. Whether it's the pointy ears thing or this week, just like, wow, this shit moves fast. Yeah, it's powered by magic power. Oh, okay, I guess that's the thing. It's like, what the fuck? Damn. Someone's got to take notes, and I think it's got to be you.
Okay, I'm definitely going to moving forward. But first off, a shout out to Dr. Applesauce, who did an interview with Sean on a couple of topics that I feel like is relevant to what we're doing here on this podcast. So I thought Don and I could react to them really briefly here. They're very, very, very fast interviews. But again, the fact that they're literally about Daima, literally about Sparking Zero, which is pretty much what our entire world has revolved around for the last month. So we're going to put a link to Dr. Applesauce's channel down below here on YouTube. And hopefully we can find a way to include those on the audio portions as well. So Dotto, let's check these out. Let's see what Sean has to say about Dragon Ball Daima, Akira, and Sparking Zero.
Let's see some boots on the ground journalism.
I want to remind everybody of something. I know there are some Dragon Ball fans who are like, we want Dragon Ball Super, and oh no, you made Goku a kid again. But, and I can tell you from my own experience doing it, what's great about Akira Toriyama is that he can take one of his, you know, an old concept or an old idea and make it fresh. Like when Resurrection F came out, even when we heard about it, I remember thinking, oh man, Frieza again. I thought we were done with Frieza, but then it was amazing. Yeah. And then they brought back Cell, and I thought, oh, we're gonna...
Hang on.
Already you got problems with this?
Well, I just when he said we know there's a lot of fans out there that want Dragon Ball Super back. I was just curious, Dotto, what were you thinking, man? Was that like
I mean, look, I'm a Schemmel head. I know where he's coming from. I get his points here. But yes, I was one of the people that wants Super back. And yes, I was one of the people that was sad that Goku became a kid again. And yeah, he's basically talking about me. All right.
But that's why I'm positive. All right, let's continue.
But whatever. But it was amazing. So initially, I was like, hey, he's a kid again. I mean, I was GT. But I know if it's his project and he wants to do it and it's his baby, it's going to be great. He's really just so good at just telling stories and such a master of comedy and humor and creative ideas that while I'm a little sad I'm not Goku in most of it, I am in the beginning and the end probably. I haven't seen the last part yet.
Probably.
And I can't say too much.
Wait,
but,
whoa,
you know, and I think they just
whoa.
Announced a theatrical release for the English dub, which I don't know when that's coming out, but that was a surprise to me, actually. They just called me one day and said, oh, so there's in theaters. I'm like, oh, all right, that's cool. That's fine. That's great. I thought it was really cool. So I'm confident for those of you hardcore
cool.
fans that are like,
no,
but I didn't want Kid Goku. I still think it's going to be amazing.
I agree.
Because of Akira Toriyama's magic touch.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're all going to miss that. And I think it's going to reverberate throughout the universe forever.
Yeah.
So, and I'm here for the rest of Super when it comes back. If it ever does come back.
Oh.
Because they would be fools not to finish it. But that's up to the folks in Japan. We got to respect that.
Yeah.
But I'm here for it if they need me. And, the journey is going to keep continuing. Yeah. So, and I know they announced this at New York
this
Comic Con.
This just sounds
last
like
year.
Goku doing
I know
an
they made a
10-year
plan
yes.
with Akio Yoka's company, Capcom Corporation. They want to do more movies and more video games. So, you know, but they have limited bandwidth. You know, One Piece is real popular right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Toei animates that as well. One Piece is an amazing show. You know, I'm just excited for Toei's success in that regard. I'm also grateful to them as well and all the support they've shown me over the years of playing Goku, etc. So, it's just been, you know, in spite of this tragedy that we lost Akira Toriyama Sensei too soon, there's beauty in what's left to do for his powerful, powerful work.
Yeah.
And I would not be sitting here knowing any of you or shaking your hands if a young
Same.
Japanese man in the 80s decided to not draw a little Goku.
I'm not shaking your hand,
and
I wouldn't be
I'm here because
right
of
now,
the
so.
Power of one thing and a pen.
Yeah.
An imagination of staggering proportions.
That's so good. I think so many of us are here because he drew Goku one day, right? Because Goku really set the stage to change manga and anime storytelling and for
Spitting.
Forever.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us are here because of that. And that's why I'm
What's crazy is that you and I were just talking about this. Apparently I need to go look at your tweet, but you just literally tweeted about Right, you said you literally you were sitting on your couch and you tweeted about something. I gotta go see what you tweeted now. I gotta see what this was. You apparently you were in your fills and your
I was in my nostalgia mood, bro, watching OG Game Grumps, and then I refreshed Twitter and somebody was like, "Isn't like the way Toriyama drew Dragon Ball manga so cool?" And I was like, "It is really cool, bro." Because people sleep, they don't understand. Let me just go over this because now you got me talking, bro. Because like. They don't like, I get it. I get where this comes from. People think Dragon Ball Z, everybody likes it. It's basic. It's boring. It's like saying you like drinking cold water. It's like, okay, cool, bro. So does fucking all of humanity. Like, I get it. It's hard to like, but the thing is like, people don't look at the master craftsmanship. I love Jujutsu Kaisen. I love Demon Slayer. You read a fight in either of those and you're like, okay, I kind of maybe sort of understand what's going on. Like I get it. Like, I don't even really need to get it. I'm going to move to the next page, actually. But then, if you watch Dragon Ball, it's so smart because he uses the aura and shit to, like, show the pathway of, like, where they moved. So, there's no thinking. You just understand what Goku is doing. If you read Dragon Ball in 140p, it is clearer to read and easier to see the action than a lot of battle manga in 1080p HD 4K. Blow it up on your screen. CIS fucking Miami. It's just impressive. Like, look at this shit image. I'm sending a shit image in the Discord. I don't know if you could even see it. But look, you can see, bro. Goku, like, comes at him, makes a turn, and then boom. Sharp fucking turn in. Hits Nappa. It's It's so clear. It's like there's no like
this is
you
this
can
is a
see
182 by 274.
Exactly.
Image.
Now let me show you one in HD. And this is the other picture I posted. You know he jumps off the rock.
I was
at
about
max
to say,
speed.
And I don't even need to zoom in. I just know what happened.
I
here.
Know, but you can see it from there. You can see it from there. And then this one you just see him boom, he burst off the rock. Yeah. You can see that. It's easy. Damn, that shit's so cool, man. All right, that was my rant.
Sorry, yeah. It was just like, this felt so topical to a discussion we had just had. Anyway, let's continue on. Here we go.
I'm so pumped about it, too, because it's one of the last things that he's leaving for us, and everything he's touched, in my opinion, has been really, really good. And from a fan perspective, same thing with Resurrection F and Superhero. I was like, dude, Frieza again?
Yeah,
why?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy cow,
and
it was
great.
And then Superhero, I was like...
These guys
it was awesome.
So,
okay, that was great.
That's why I'm like, if it had
I'd do it again with cooler.
Gear Drama, I'd be like, right. Sus a little.
Yeah.
I'd be like, is it going to be good? Because he wasn't all over GT, and some right. people like GT, some people don't. I like GT just fine. I think it's good. And they're borrowing more elements from GT. People are like, is GT canon? Well, they're using Pan more. They're using their Super Saiyan 4 and Sparking Zero. So they're starting to borrow more elements.
Well, hang on now.
Yeah, I think, I'll just jump out of heaven. I think, like, using, again, like, I think we both said this, but, like, you want to talk about reusing elements. The Shadow Dragon arc from GT is what needs to come back. Like, that is the perfect, like, final bout, I think.
No,
that's what I want to see reused.
I think that conceptually throughout the entirety of GT is seriously one of the coolest things. Like, the idea that you guys abuse the shit out of these Dragon Balls, so now, like, you've got to pay for your come up and sort of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's actually really cool conceptually.
It's perfect. I actually think Daima adds even more to that. Yes. Like, with the fact that, like, Shenron's like, we're kind of cool. It's like, it would be cool to, like, have... Like, oh, like, this is, like, Shenron, like, we fucked him up. Like, we actually broke this guy. So, I don't know. I think that, but to be honest, I see it as it must be the final arc. It must be, like, this is the end of Dragon Ball. Like, we've broken, like, we abuse those. Like, this is the end.
See, the problem with that, though, Dotto, is that I think that Dragon Ball is one of these IP that, like, it just will never end. Like,
Yeah.
And honestly, it's one of those things where, like, there's probably some people that wish that it would end, and that those of us that will continue to probably support it will be like, you're just corporate bootlickers. But, like, it's just, I think that it's so big that probably having all these discussions whether Super will come back or not, money talks, and eventually at some point they're going to come to an agreement and Dragon Ball Super will come back and one, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's too massive of an IP that they will never probably ever let it die, almost in a sad way, but it is what it is. I think to jump off of one of the things he talked about there, which is so interesting, and them being so aware of how people feel, but, like, I've never been one of these people that is mad when characters that I loved are coming back. Like, I was like, wait, Frieza's back? Like, that made me so much more interested in that movie, because Frieza was kind of, I was definitely, I don't know if you can say the same, but for me, I was more excited about Frieza being back. I was not like, Frieza again. Like, nah, dude. Frieza's back? Yeah, dude. That's, like, one of my favorites, man. Cell, like, you and I have had this discussion so many times on this podcast, but I actually was more disappointed that they didn't fully embrace Cell coming back and bring his ass totally back. Like, that movie needed that one more act where Cell was completely back. Cell went from being Cell Max into perfect Cell Red. Everything. It was so damn cool. Perfect Cell Max would have been, I'm sorry, I would have loved that so much, but... Anyway,
No, that would have been so sick. I think that would have been crazy. That would have helped Superhero, that movie, out in the long run. I mean, I think it was pretty good and still is really good. I just the staying power on my mind would have been pretty crazy.
Oh, I honestly don't, as much as I love DBS Broly, if Cell Max, if there had been one final act, we'd have got, you know, 5 to 10 more minutes with Beast Gohan, and we would have gotten a true fight, because, like, let's be real, the Cell Max versus Beast Gohan fight is not a fight, dude. It's like a reflected kick, a punch, or no, a reflected punch, a kick, and a special beam cannon. like that is it. That's the entire fight, man. Like, he's Beast for like 2 minutes in that movie. So I think it would be really cool for it to have had like a final, like a true, like an additional act. I think that would have, sorry, we've had this discussion many times, I'll shut up, but yeah, I've never was sad about Cell coming back. If anything, I was sad that they didn't fully embrace Cell coming back.
you're more upset that he literally didn't say it's me again,
exactly.
Gohan. The same exact guy
that
back
voice
again.
Through like smoke would have been insane, Dotto. I'm telling you, Dotto, it would have been crazy, dude. All right. Do we watch this Sparking Zero? Did we kind of get our?
You want to save it for the next podcast? Huh? You want
to? Maybe we do. We got some Dragon Ball Diamond to talk about, some magic to talk about. So maybe we save it for the next one. See how people are feeling.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, we came in here with like I like that because now it feels a little more Diamond. Even though it's going to be a Diamond podcast, we watch the next interview on, but I like it.
Okay, so this was episode 3, Dragon Ball Daima, originally aired on the 25th of October in 2024. I haven't got to do that in a while, Dotto. I haven't got to hit them with some facts, you know, just in case they're watching this far off in the future, man. This is episode 3.
No real point for us on that one.
This is, so I don't know if you, did you notice this? I never really thought about what we would call, like, the saga of this.
Oh.
They're calling it the Daima Saga over there on the wiki.
Yeah, I think it's just because there is not going to be a saga. I mean, there's no way there's going to be sagas in this, right? Like, actually, maybe it's going to be like, they might break it down because we have to go through 3 demon worlds.
Exactly.
Write it down, boys. The Key Moments podcast officially got a prediction correct. It was a very mild, easy prediction, but they're going to work their way up. They're going 3 and they're going to work their way to 1. So we got something. We got something.
Yeah, man.
Also, Nano, I'm sitting here looking at the Dragon Ball Daima wiki that I pulled up. Nobody wrote shit in this, bro. Like, it hasn't even been a day yet. I think we're going to have to start writing the wiki.
I know. We might genuinely have to start writing the wiki. Dude, so I think one of the things
forward
that this show is really getting, for me specifically, is like it's actually getting some laughs out of me.
Really? What would you laugh at?
Wait, you didn't hear it? Well, first off, I guess this is a good point to mention that we do have a Patreon, as well as you can become a member on YouTube where you can watch our reactions to Dragon Ball Daima. Apparently last week when I said roll the the supercut content, there was no supercut. Toasty.
Ooh, embarrassing.
Just sat there. And usually we do pause for a second, and so I think there's even the pause and everything.
No, I'm never pausing for you again, Toasty. You fucked me over once. It's not happening again, dog.
Yeah, so
I'm not pausing, bro. Usually I leave that little space for you to like make a cut, nice and easy, then just bring it back in. Nah, dog, it's rapid fire, dude. I'm not leaving that empty space.
Anyway, there is a ton of bonus content because, of course, if you become a member literally right now, you get our reactions to all 3 episodes of Dragon Ball Diamond. You get tons of bonus podcasts where we just be yapping about all kinds of different things, and also all of our reaction to 50 like episodes of Dragon Ball Z, as well as, again, exclusive stuff over there. And Dotto, I don't know. Did you actually get to record the bonus you were talking about recording, or did you decide not to do it? You had a little bonus you mentioned.
I'm still working on it. I'll just say what it is. It's not crazy. They have little wafer candies, and they like in the candies they have stickers, like rare stickers that you can get. And I've just been collecting. And they dropped a Daima pack in my convenience store.
Ooh. I mean, I'll be tapping in on that. So anyway,
I'm tapped in on that.
Thank you guys for supporting the podcast. Thank you guys for being key members and watching the reactions each week with us. I really do appreciate that. So anywho, back to the actual episode and the part that made me laugh, which I don't know if it was supposed to, but it was when Goku extended out the pole, like in the tiny ass little ship. He like extends out his pole. The fart joke did not do anything for me, because that was just kind of like, I don't know, that was more goofy than anything.
They threw that one in there too, like they foreshadowed, like, oh no, bro. I went to a film class, Nano. There's a word for this, not foreshadow, god damn, bro. They like set the joke up, basically. Yes. they set it up. You know, and then, you know, Goku knocks it home by shitting himself in the plane there. And he actually gets embarrassed. I thought that, like, that really stuck out to me. You don't really see Goku get flustered that often.
No. No. That was definitely.
In fact, I'm actually, like, because I've looked that up before because it's, like, a good thumbnail shot. But I feel like is there a Goku, like, if I go on Google, Goku flustered? Not really. It's usually just, like, the sweaty kind, like, where he's like, like, more like trying to hide the truth. But this one, he was like, oh, that was me. Fuck, they can tell I... they know I farted in the plane. I don't know. That might be a genuine first, at least that I can remember.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the whole characterization of Goku, right? Is that he's just so carefree. He doesn't really care. He never really gets embarrassed by anything. But the setup for the joke essentially was that this planet that we're on, the first planet that we're on in the demon realm, the air is very heavy, caused by these floating volcanoes that are constantly spewing out this gas that isn't harmful, but it stinks, and it makes the air very like thick. And so then Glorio's like, wait, why did it get so much stronger, man? That's crazy. And then Goku's like, oh, that's me. They just laugh, but didn't really. Nah,
you didn't raffle, you didn't roll over on the floor crying laughing.
I you know, as much as I know that you're trying to really bring that back. Actually, I've not seen you say that in a while. I feel like you went through a phase of really trying to bring raffle back, and then you kind of gave up.
You can't lay it on too thick. You know, you don't want to layer it on like the air in the demon world. You know, okay. It's got to be a little thin.
You got to just kind of put it here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
You're placing seeds right now, and is your plan by mid-2025 that we'll be using it again, or
they will grow. 2026, early 2026 is my launch window right now. But yeah, that's kind of where we're looking at.
So, it is funny you mentioned this at the beginning. It was one of the first things that we talked about with the episode. But mentioning that the plane works through magic power, that's why it's so fast. You can now see why, if you guys weren't keeping up with, and I'm sure you were if you're watching this podcast, but in case you weren't, the rumored name of Diamond was actually Dragon Ball Magic, which if you also watch the podcast, you know that both Dotto and I got a little attached to that name. I really actually liked that name. I think people were hating on that name, but I actually...
Yeah, no, it's set in for me. Like, Daima's good. I think Daima, yeah. Like, the impact effect... is if you say Dragon Ball Magic, Dragon Ball Daima, if I had to pick one off the table, I'd probably pick Daima. But Magic, like, once I had settled in, maybe this is just like a like sunk cost fallacy, bro. Like, I had already bought in so much, like, I'm not getting out. But Magic, like, I think that would have, like, just resonated, you know? It resonates. There's something about it. But yeah, no, they were spamming Magic in this episode. Magic power, Magic. Like, this episode's called Daima. But I know they wanted to call this one episode Magic, bro. They wanted it, bro. It was on the storyboard. They took it out.
Its original name was Magic until they changed the title of the show.
Exactly. They changed the title of the show and they went, oh, shit, we got to change that.
We also got to see the Waffle Planet from the trailer.
Oh, yeah? How'd that work? Were you super hyped?
I mean, I do think it's cool that they made a planet look like waffles. Because Dotto, are you more of a waffle guy or a pancake guy?
We've hit rock bottom on the podcast. we've hit rock bottom. Well, but yes, I'm a big waffle guy.
I'm a huge
waffle guy. Yeah, that's no. I mean,
and I'm hungry, too, man. And so looking at that planet looking like a waffle, I'm like, damn, I could be eating waffles right now, watching some Dragon Ball Daima.
I mean, that's true. In fact, you should have. There's no rules that say you can't. Well, Patreon might get a little pissed, but...
You think they'd be mad? I mean, I've eaten the oatmeal on the reaction, so like...
Yeah, I just think it hits overall pretty different than waffles. Like, waffles is like high up and snobby. Like, you're going to get some... I mean, this is pretty much the only characterization we've got. Actually, we got a decent bit. Now, this episode had so much, like, sneak lore, bro. I was going to make a comparison to, like, Glorio comments, because Glorio... Very obviously in this episode is like third world demon streets kid, grew up street smart, got a gun, doesn't take shit from nobody. But also, he's got a job in the first high up cushy demon world job. And he kind of hates on Shin for being like a pompous, like, rich boy.
Yeah, because Shin's from the second demon realm.
All right, and you did have your notepad out because I forgot what he actually called him. It was like
a glind.
Oh, Glind. All right.
You're a Glind is what he said. When we reacted, we both said it as Glind. And then as he said it again, he said it's Glind is his like race, I guess, or
like just positional is kind of how I took it. But I wasn't taking notes. So average Daima episode. I missed important lore because I blinked.
Yeah. So Supreme Kai, and I guess those that look like Supreme Kai are Glins, and they're from the second demon realm. And Glorio here is from the third. And he does, and I don't know why this stuck out to me, but whenever he got asked what he does for the Demon King, he just said this and that. And you're right.
Yeah,
there's
a lot
of subtle. I wish you knew the word, Dotto. What is the word? Because it is foreshadowing, but you're right. There is a name to it. But they do that a lot. Like the zoom ins on Glorio's face, and he has like a look about him. Like, what is Glorio doing? You know, like what are
he's planting seeds. He's up to something. I don't know what it is. I don't know who he works for. I don't know. I don't know if he's just kind of like a solo act here, maybe, but he's doing something. He's doing something.
Wait, we know who he works for.
Nano, what if he doesn't? You know? What if he doesn't? You don't know. I mean, he could be lying, bro.
I guess this is...
He couldn't even come up with a convincing lie on what he possibly did. Couldn't even come up with one. That's like if I was pretending to be an IT guy and somebody asked me what I do, I'd just say, you know, computer stuff. That's pretty much what he said.
But actually, printers. Like. Yeah,
to be fair, me saying computer stuff was more convincing than what he said, at least in the subtitles. This and that. I get around. What? Nah, his dumbass does not work for no Demon King, bro. I'm saying it right now. Official lock-in prediction of the week.
Ooh.
Glorio does not work for the third Demon King. He's lying.
Okay, well then let me ask you this. So if he doesn't, then how did he? So one of the big lore drops of this episode is as they get to that little space where we had the U7 drop from a couple episodes ago. It's that sort of space in between, I guess, the realms in a way. And they were presented with three doors, which is the fact that the demon realm is split into three different sections. So you have your first, your second, and your third. And they only had access to the third demon realm, even though we were introduced to Glorio in King Goma's like HQ. Even now, granted, he was hidden in the shadows, which is why Dotto made the comment about how they needed to get better lighting in there, because just anybody could be hanging out in that,
that shit was
in that throne.
They
room.
Had like 18 characters hanging out in the shadows, bro. Like, I surrounded by assassins at all times.
And so Glorio was there. So Dotto, my only question to you, the only reason why I'm questioning what you're saying is because if he's not working for the third realm Demon King, how would he have access to get to the first realm without him actually working for him in some way?
Obvious connection, Nano. He's clearly Dr. what's her name? Arinsu.
Arinsu.
Clearly, Glorio is Dr. Arinsu, just shapeshifted with demon magic. And if you don't believe that, then you don't believe anything. You clearly haven't been watching.
I would say that that's possible, but I think we saw Arinsu and it pans over and it shows Glorio behind the thing. So I think they are two different characters.
That was just the work of the camera. Okay. That's why they were both in the same
room
together.
So are you like Mr. Satan right now? Are you going to say everything's just like smoke and mirrors?
Yeah, no, that was smoke and mirrors. It was shadow and mirrors. It was like, again, you know, but really though, it is up in the air. There's something shifty going on with him. No kid grows up in the third realm streets and gets to the palace. Cause they literally, I mean, it's pretty fucked up actually. The class system is inherent and very much enforced in the demon realm. It is literally upper class, middle class, and then lower class, separated by big colored doors. So I don't buy it. He's got to be like a bounty hunter, something. The way he shoots that gun, bro, speaking of shooting guns, finally something for the meatheads in this episode.
Well, actually, quite a few things, surprisingly. I won't lie, Dotto. Did you think... I feel like we're both on the same wavelength here. So in the middle of the episode, before we actually got to see the sort of like commercial break thing, that was like our first time seeing the commercial break, pop-ups.
The eye catcher, yeah.
But did you think that one fight with the sort of the bow and arrows, did you think that was probably our only fight in the episode? Because I did. I thought I was like...
I did. I did. They threw it in there, and I was just like, oh, this is the action set piece. And then it ended so quickly, I was like, oh, damn, it's all going to be a lore-heavy episode. I was like, oh, it's over.
But then they surprised us with a very, very, very good set piece. That, again, I think Tyler watching this, you know, a year ago, the trailer, and me seeing... Also, I'll say this after I finish. But seeing like what we basically saw today, I was like, man, dude, so what is the action in this going to be? Because like a bar fight is just seems so minuscule in the world of Dragon Ball, but they made it really interesting. Like, that fight sequence was really good, very interesting, and brought up one of the things that Dotto apparently loved throughout this episode, or I don't know if loved is the right word, but pointed out a lot, is the inherent racism to anyone that does not have pointy ears.
Yeah, dude, they keep bringing it. I don't know if the internet doesn't find this as funny as I do. I find this so, like, fucking funny that the only thing that is, like, inherently, like, because we didn't even bring it up. When they get to the waypoint guy,
yeah,
I forgot his name.
Warp Sama.
Warp Sama, that's right. It was something like teleport guy, but it was like Warp Sama. When they get to him, he's like, all right, let me inspect those ears, guys. It's like, dude, is this my fucking ID? I just need pointy ears. And then they get to the bar, and literally the drunk demons walk up like, what is a round-eared bitch doing in my bar? It's like, Jesus Christ, bro, can I eat in peace?
Oh, damn.
My God, I don't know why that's the one and only, like, can we please implement ID cards, fellas? It's crazy. And first of all, they just be serving alcohol to babies in the demon realm. Did you notice that?
Yes, yeah.
We need some serious reform. There's a lot of problems here.
It was cool, though, that Shin was able to change Goku's ears to be pointing to full Warp Sama, which, by the way, is also shows even more flaws in the fact that we do need an ID system in the Demon Realm, because if you can just warp your ears to look pointy and then that passes to actually get in, like, what are we doing? You know what I mean?
I mean, true, but that's upper middle class magic, bro. No third realm demons doing shit like that.
Oh, God. Another key thing to point out that the beginning of the episode was that Shin was telepathically telling Kibito stuff, and so he tells him where to find Warp Sama, but then Warp Sama, after IDing everyone and seeing Goku with pointy ears, needs a passcode, and Shin, having all the time in the world, I might add, like, it was actually a pretty slow sequence going through Warp Sama, is like, oh, I need to actually tell him the code, and it zooms in on him, and he's telling him, and he's like, damn, I didn't get to actually get it through. Like, bro, it was four numbers. You couldn't tell Kibito four numbers in that amount of time?
You said you wouldn't have fumbled that? I would have fumbled that. That's like high pressure scenario right there.
But now, of course, Dotto used that as a time to throw another, like, gut punch at me to say, like, Vegeta isn't showing up. I swear on everything, if the outro is really just like a homage to show Vegeta and Piccolo and it's not actually what happens, I'm gonna be really sad.
That would be insane. And if that actually is what happens, this might be my favorite piece of Dragon Ball, like, media ever created. That would be too fucking funny. That would be so funny. The DLC in Sparking, the Kakarot, like, well, I guess Vegeta wasn't shown there, but just that bit would be perfect. The Vegeta fans would have nothing. They'd be in shambles.
Now, God. Another thing that we talked about for a second that is another key detail was the they called it a hole path, which is essentially, it's just literally a hole that would take you from one realm to the next, and they have, like, a magic barrier up now so that you can't pass through it. So,
oh, that barrier is getting broken.
Yeah. Did they actually say what they were doing to get to the next realm?
I don't think so. I mean,
I don't think that. So I think that was brought up because I think that was when Glorio was asked about what he was doing or what he did. And essentially, but I don't know that he ever explained how they were going to get over to the other realm with this path blocked. But you're right. I mean, Goku's going to go Super Saiyan 4 and just blow it up. So.
That would be all right. I want to know your episode 4. Goku immediately goes, I think I got something for this. Goes Super Saiyan 4, blows it open, transforms back down. Nobody even comments on it. How do you react?
Well, I would probably react in this the same way that Goku reacted most of the episode, which you refer to it as streamer reactions.
He was pogging out this episode, dude. It was getting a little on my nerve, bro. Like, everything is not that cool. Every rock
It's a new world, man.
All right, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just hating from outside the club, bro. Maybe I would have loved to have been on that planet. But no, he was pogging out. Dude, Glorio is so cool. It started out as, like, I just liked his design, but this episode should have been called Glorio. Actually, no, wait. I need to talk about this. I'm glad I stumbled my way into this. Nano, on this podcast, I have gone down infamously as a guy that really loves, if you're going to title your episode the same thing as the show or the movie. Like, again, Dragon Ball Z, the movie, the first movie we watched, I harped on it because I was like, this is a poor representation of what Dragon Ball Z is as a whole.
Yeah. People are going to hate that you brought that back up, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I will. I think the next one we watched, I thought was much better.
That's the World's Strongest, which I think is maybe our highest rated movie at the moment. But go ahead.
If that was called it, then it would have made more sense. But dial it back. This episode being called Daima, the show title, was perfect. I think this is how you do it. This is everything that is Daima. They are exploring now. They're having their little adventures. They get into a bar fight. You know, some shit happens. And this is how you do a episode with show title in fiction, bro. There's a lot of shows that could learn this, you know? So I do appreciate that. And also, back to my original point on Glorio, cool character. The Glory Bros actually cannot stop winning now.
I think something that has me very interested, and maybe it's another one of these things that we've been doing week to week where looking into things that we shouldn't be looking into. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's not that deep, bro, kind of sort of thing. But do you think there is anything more to his gun than it just being a gun? Like, do you think there is something special about it, or that it's a signature of, like, I don't know. Like, to me, because there's a moment later in the show where they're trying to book a hotel room and the dude's trying to, like, literally just basically, like, I don't know. Like, it's a crazy scam. It shows him the gun and it goes from being, what, 30,000 down to 5,000 or something like that. So do you think the gun was just like, oh shit, nobody in this realm has guns? Or do you think the gun was like a signifier of like, that shit's like the Soul Reaper or something? You know what I mean? Like, is there something special about the gun that is more than it just being a gun? Or do you think it was just the fact that it was like, what, like, do you think there is some significance to that specific gun that he is holding, I guess, is where I'm going with this.
No, I think it's just a gun. That would be my bet. But to be honest, Nano, I think I'm just scarred. I'm tired of looking into shit, bro. Like, it's like what you said. I'm not getting to guess who'd wished again on this. I refuse,
man. I think at bare minimum, it's a sign that he works for the Demon King at bare minimum. And at potential peak, there's some sort of hidden thing with that gun specifically. I guess we'll find out sooner than later, because it is interesting in the fact that all the people in the bar fight either punched with hands or used weapons of not the gun nature. And the other fight that we got into earlier in the episode, they were using bow and arrows. So yeah, I mean, maybe you're right, maybe I'm looking into it too much. Maybe it's just literally the fact that he has a gun.
I think it's just a classic gun. He's just a dude with a laser gun now. So Dado, you really don't want to just bet that it does have something secret, so this way we could play the 50-50 odds, because like next episode when he says that this is actually a key between realms, we're just gonna look stupid again.
I'm going to go on. If you can't tell, since I'm building my agenda, I want to go out on the limb and say there's something important about the gun more than it just being a gun. That's where
all
I'm
right.
at.
All right. Nice. Nice. Now that we have those two official predictions, we can't lose, and key moments will win again. So that is good.
Key moments stay winning. Is there anything else lore wise? I feel like that we've missed from Dragon Ball Daima episode Daima.
Let's see. Passcodes wasn't passcodes before. Demon Realm racism is at an all-time high. Goku fights with Burger in Mouth.
The Burger in Mouth fight was awesome. I just want to say that liked that.
You can tell when animators like really have fun with a fight, because there's always some. I don't know if people like think this, but whenever animators, like artists, like drawing fans get in the booth, they always have like a quirky. It can never just be a fight. It's got to be something quirky. And this one was the burger in the mouth, and I really liked it. Yeah. Also, Goku is eating Demon Realm burgers like nobody's business.
Yeah, dude. And then he goes, what is this made out of? And Goryeo's like, you don't want to know. Like, you don't want to know what that is.
That shit would make me, honestly, even that saying that would ruin my fucking meal, dude. I would rather know, honestly.
Would you?
Yes, if it, bro. Saying if it tastes you don't want to know.
If it tastes good, I honestly think if I'm like put in that same position, I'm just not asking. Like if I try it and it tastes good, I'm like, oh shit, okay, cool. And I just am not
if
asking.
If it's edible, yeah, no, I probably wouldn't ask. But somebody saying, oh, you really don't want to know. Like I would just be like, come on, just fucking tell me, dude. I don't want to. Oh, man. My thoughts, Nana, my thoughts would eat me alive at that point.
So speaking of the end of the episode, Dada. Me and Chatty, which is what we are.
You think Penelope's finally showing up?
Dude, but it's oh no, we're not. I'm not sure if we can do that. I don't know. Does it work that way? Because I think.
What's wrong, bro?
Pansy.
Yeah, you're actually stunned. You didn't know.
No, I didn't know.
Oh, you did know.
Yeah, I knew it was Pansy.
You knew it was Penelope. You knew it was. I was trying to think of another P name to like say in real quick, but I went back to Penelope again.
Although, wait, is it Pansy? Is it Pansy?
No. The name is Pansy, but I didn't. I'm gonna go watch the stupid next episode because I didn't really see the next episode preview. My eyes were glazed over from the lore. So I'm gonna watch this back to make sure.
It is. Yeah. So
and the mask kind of goes hard now. Now that I'm looking at it, like the mask is kind of cool.
The mask is pretty cool. So it's called Chatty. There shows a preview of those warriors that are protecting the three Demon Realm Dragon Balls. I think that's. Dada, do we think that's bait?
That's lore bait. That has nothing to do with the episode.
There's no
that's,
like
that. That's them telling Goku what they're gonna have to do. That has nothing to do with the episode.
Yeah, there's no world where we are going from the third Demon Realm to the first Demon Realm in an episode called Chatty and like no.
If we even like remotely like if the episode is even remotely focused on them, Super Saiyan 4 is in this goddamn show because we are only on episode 4. All right, so we really need to slow our fucking roll. We have like 4 more months of Daima. All right, we do not need to be here this quick.
I agree, and maybe that's where it comes back to our discussion earlier in the podcast where it's like it's called Daima Saga because this right here is the Daima Saga, and there's a whole fake out, bro.
then the baby saga starts.
Nah, bro. The later half of the whole show is like a complete. Here's the thing. I actually am wondering, and this isn't even like me being a meathead and hoping that it goes in a different direction. Because I want to point out that I am thoroughly enjoying this series. I think one thing that is a benefit to the show is that we all don't know where it's going. I actually love that. Like with Super coming back, assuming Super would adapt to the two arcs that we don't currently have adapted. Like everyone knows where that's going. Like there will probably be some changes, but nothing that's like too detrimental. You know exactly where it's going. I kind of love that about Daima right now. The pacing of these episodes are fantastic. Both of us are always like, wait, it's the end. Like every time it's like, what? We're already here. Like it doesn't feel like we're there. So I'm not saying this in a way that I'm not enjoying where we're at right now, but it would be insane if like it's a super crazy fake out and the last half of this show is like nothing that we thought it would be. That would be real. I think that would be really crazy. Like they're adults
I think it's gonna get crazy regardless. I just think this is gonna end up crazy, which is it's wild not knowing anything. I will say it is like I don't know, man. It's pretty intense. I guess nothing can really happen to Goku and the gang, but no. We know Glorio's dumbass is getting shot and killed, bro. I just know it. He ain't making it out of this one.
I think.
He's not making it, dog.
Yeah, he's collateral damage because we know that all these other characters can't die because they have futures that we already know about. But
what was it? I already said my prediction last time, right? It's like Gloria's gonna die and Pansy's gonna become the new Demon King, right? Like she's gonna be the first Demon Queen.
I wish we would have wrote that down where we thought. Where do we think Glorio dies? Let's make that a prediction right now. Glorio bet. Hang on, Glorio bet.
There's 24 episodes of Daima, right?
All we've ever seen so far is 20.
Okay, so I'll work on 20. Oh, shit. Well, 20 kind of moves my back. I think there's going to be 4 episodes of no Gloria.
Okay, so I wrote in 15 before you said that, so I'll let you say 16 then. We'll say 16.
Okay.
I'll put in parentheses 4 episodes before end.
He's going to get shot.
He's going
to... like, brutally.
Wait, is Glorio's death going to be the trigger for Super Saiyan 4, Dada?
That would be the something about Super Saiyan 4 is just like, if that happens at all, I fear it might just come off as like, I can't imagine it feeling like earned. There's no way, right? I think
if it happens or anything close to it, a new form of some sort, I think if it happens, it will feel earned, because I think they're laying really good groundwork here. This is like pound for pound, this might be the best Dragon Ball we've had since Z, for sure, right? Like, I just don't think you, right? Like, can we?
I mean, yeah, since Broly. Like,
yeah, well, I yeah, mean, but I'm not counting the movies. I'm not counting the movies.
Yeah, yeah. Then I would say Z Cell Saga. Like, Majin Buu is already kind of cleared by this.
So, damn. Okay. So, like, I think that if they do something, I think it's gonna be earned. So,
I'm sure they'll make it. I think what's happening in my mind is, when I picture Super Saiyan 4, I picture it with the CRT filter and like the fuzz on, like, that's how old, like, Super Saiyan 4, I know it was, like, for some reason it was newer than Z, but it feels infinitely older than Dragon Ball Z. It feels like a relic. So seeing it pop up, I don't know, in my head,
it could also,
like,
be that,
like,
that
the audio gets damp.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. It could also be that GT just looks worse than Z, right? Almost.
It might be.
Yeah, if you watch GT, you're like, damn, dog. Like, this is what, like, the filler ass episodes of Z look like. But this is all the time. Like, they rarely lock in, man. And, like, there's a lot of, you can look up Super Saiyan 4 Goku, and there's, like, only a few good shots. There's a lot of bad shots. So, you know what I mean? Like there's just a lot of those in between screens that you can grab that make it look bad. But that's just, I think, just because GT was like, yeah.
What if he goes a new form and they call me Super Saiyan Glorio?
Oh, shut up, bro. Oh, shut up, man. Okay,
I'm just writing.
We need to rate the episode and predict what's happening in next episode, which we've already said we don't think has anything to do with the three protectors of the Demon Realm Dragon Balls, because there's just no world where we're already there. So, do we think that it's just a pure, raw, like, introduction to Pansy and more exploring? Or do we think that we get into shenanigans? Do we think that Pansy's going to fight us first and then become a friend? Like, what are we...
I mean, this one's pretty easy. They're going to look for their plane or look for a replacement plane, and they're going to run into Pansy, who's, like, getting into trouble already. She's going to be, like, a little mischief maker. It's going to, like, kick off their adventure. She's going to give them direction, and then it'll go from there.
So the way you just set it up to me is almost like, did you watch Arcane?
Yes.
Like, it's almost like a Jinx. Like, she's trying to pull off, like, some, like, little heist in the city or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, this is, yeah, she's gonna be getting up to trouble, yeah. A tale as old as time. I think you can go ahead and lock that one in.
I mean, it's called Chatty, so maybe the whole episode is literally just talking.
Oh, shit. No. It's gonna be because she's, like, trying to talk her way out of trouble.
Okay. All right, Dotto, it is time to do our rating of the episode. We do this for every episode and everything we basically watch on here, because it's just kind of fun to throw out ratings. But,
This week is my turn, Nano.
Episode 2, you gave a 7. I gave a 6. Some people weren't happy about that, but I'm just like, listen, bro, I can't be glazing all the time. So I think I went first last time, so I think it'd be your turn to go first. But I already know my number.
Go ahead, throw up those fingers, bro. You got it up?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Because, look, I'm glad you didn't glaze last week, because, you know, people might think I'm going too heavy on it this week. But this one gets an easy 9 for me. An easy 9. Easy.
What do you think I was holding up?
I'm going to guess you shot a little under and went with an 8.
Yep. Damn, dog. We've been doing this podcast too long.
Shit. Yep. No, I kind of had the read on you. I feel like if it was a 9, the atmosphere in the call would have been a little different. But I don't blame you for going.
Dude, what are you talking about? I enjoyed that episode a lot. What?
Mm-hmm. But I guess I'll ask a follow-up question. Was I wrong?
You weren't.
Okay. So maybe there's, like, a little method to the madness here. But listen, I look... I like when a show's title matches the episode name and it does it well. I thought this was good. The fight was good. This is the first episode of the show that I would rewatch. Like, I haven't really wanted to rewatch the other two, but this one, because, you know, Kenzie hasn't seen the show.
Oh, okay. Yet. Okay.
So this one might be the one that finally gets me to be like, hey, let's rewatch these, you know, down in the living room, you know. But the first two, it's like, it's not really there yet for me right now. Not as in it's not good, but not as in it's not good. Just as in like I don't really need to rewatch this just yet.
To be fair, I am intending on rewatching it. I've caught myself a couple times wanting to like go watch it like not here at the computer. But what I'm waiting on, and probably you're going to agree with this too, is the dub. Because if I'm gonna rewatch these, I want to rewatch it with that classic Kid Goku voice. And yeah,
that's going to be my third watch. That one's going to be just for me. Oh, that yeah, that one's going to be all enjoyment.
Do you know how, dude? It's going to be so good. I actually might have to go to the theaters and watch Diamond in the theaters. Actually, now that I'm saying all this out loud,
that would be nice. I would do that if I was there.
Is it not?
Damn.
Wait, I guess that wouldn't make sense actually for them to do a dub theatrical release in Japan.
It's on TV here, so.
Oh man, Dotto.
Yeah, no, I got screwed.
Well, you'll be able to watch them on Netflix or Crunchyroll sooner than later.
I can, I can, yeah.
Anyways, guys, that VPN. Was Dragon Ball Daima Episode 3 here on Key Moments. Dotto.
Nano?
I just want to say thank you guys for supporting. I don't know why I said his name, but thank you guys for supporting the podcast.
Why'd you say my name?
Because I was thinking about saying, do you hear the music? But then I was like, I just want to thank you guys because like the support on the podcast has been really, really dope lately. So thank you so much. And can you hear them? I think I can hear the music now. I think it actually is.
Now you're coming back to me? Now, yeah, after you said my name and then left me in the dirt, dude? And they can keep listening to the music. That's fine. Because we're still going to be on call while this music goes. So you can play it louder. You can play it louder, but I'm going to talk over.